What's going on, people? So my little driblets, it's 2019. Finally getting back into this thing. It's only February, right? Remember that promise I made? Oh, all the time. Gonna do it every week, guys. Nope. Do it when I get to it. Oh, I'm just kidding. You deserve better. No, I took some time off. Hopefully everyone's doing well. Everybody did their amazingly disappointing New Year's, like it usually turns out to be. Now we're in February. Everybody's weight loss challenges are hopefully over. If not, good on you for keeping it going. But that's dumb. I mean, what are you doing? Trying to live better? You trying to live better? Is that what you're trying to do? Ugh, get over yourself. Get over yourself and have a fucking cocktail, all right? Some chocolate cake, some choco cake, until your tummy ache, dude. Get on it. It's new. It's a fucking crazy things going. What? I say that always. It's crazy. I think that. So I'm just gonna say this. So I intentionally didn't record for the month of January. I fully started one 2 weeks ago, and then I just I don't want to say that my heart wasn't in it. I just felt like it hadn't been enough time. I listened to it and I thought, man, some of it's good, but it felt half-hearted, and I felt you deserved more. All right, if you're gonna listen, I gotta do this. I gotta get into it. I gotta appreciate you like you appreciate getting this notification that I'm here. So I saw it, or I listened to, excuse me, and I thought, nah, let's do something different, huh? Take some more time off, fucking regroup. Been doing a couple other things, a little bit of travel, a little bit more writing, this yeah stuff. So sometimes that shit takes it out of me too, which isn't terrible. It's for the greater good, guys. The greater good. We're all digging our heels in. It's 2019. Everybody got through 2018 just fine. Remember the beginning of last year, and you're all stressed out, and life fucking sucked. And you just thought, like, oh, Trump's in office, and I just don't know what to do with my life. And look at you now. It's 2019. You're still here. I bet some of you are doing better. I bet you're doing better than you thought you'd be doing, right? And if you fucking say that you're not, you're probably lying to yourself. Look around. Things are good. You have enough time to listen to this podcast, which means you're doing just fine. Things are good. Hey, and keep listening because I appreciate it. It gives me a reason to come back. And even more reason to come back is soon, maybe in this episode, you're going to start here. You'll probably hear me do a commercial here for Anchor. And then some more ads will be popping up here and there. It's going to be a good thing. And then what I actually just learned today, so most likely this will be yesterday if you're listening to it when I publish. I'm recording this on Wednesday because it's easier to do it today. I got some things I got to take care of tomorrow. But in any case, Spotify and Anchor have just merged. So for all you Spotify listeners, what? Your boy moving up. That's how we do. Started from you guys, and we're still kind of here, but it's all right. We're gonna keep moving forward. Yeah, good things. Good things coming here in this 2019. It's already proven to be a busy 2019, right? Everybody says that. Oh, you're doing my, you know, would you add? You added the gym, and you're eating a little better, and maybe not drinking as much because everybody's sticking to it. Honestly, I hope you stick to it all year long if that's what you want. But if not, that's cool too. You guys do what you got to do. Live your lives, enjoy it. We're only here for about half a second when you look at the grand scheme of things. Why not enjoy it? Why not enjoy, being human? Enjoy the good food. Enjoy the good drink. Enjoy the hikes, huh? Enjoy the work. Enjoy the journey. It's my Tai Lopez speech for you guys today. For those of you guys who don't know him, you think Tony Robbins, but younger and browner. In any case, so what's new? We got some good stuff going. Apparently there's a Lorena Bobbitt documentary on the old Netflix or Prime, I believe. I have not seen it. For those of you who don't know the backstory, this woman, I believe she caught her husband cheating. And then to get back at him, she bit his dick off. Did she bite it off or she cut it off? Somehow the man's dick got removed. And then she threw it out the window. And they found it hours later and then reattached it. I don't know how well it works, obviously. It sounds like it probably wouldn't work the same. I mean, it's like getting into an accident in your car. No matter how much you fix it, something about it just feels off. It's got a little dent it didn't have before, or a little, a little slide to the left. You know what I'm saying? Something about it. It's got a little English on it. You never know. You just something feels off. Oh, that's a bad pun. In any case, So that thing's out now, which to me is odd. I don't know if it's more of the hashtag Me Too, like woman power movement. Because that's what it was. He wasn't cheating. I guess he raped her in her sleep or something. He had sex with her. I think that was it. Something like that. Yeah, none of it is okay. I think on both sides they fucked up. Not to equate rape with ripping his dick off, which seems like a pretty just end if you raped her. That was a huge story when I was young-ish. It's just weird that that's happening. It kind of threw me off. I thought I don't know how many young kids now. I mean, are we looking to give them ideas? But I don't know. I just don't know. So that happened. And then, I don't know. We're in a good spot as far as, well, I guess it just stopped raining. So the sun's fucking out. It's a good thing. Did you guys miss this rambling? This rambling for you? Rambling man?
Come on, this isn't a paid subscription yet. Again, I'm going to start doing the music again. I was getting some good feedback on that and I've heard some good things. Again, if you got suggestions, send them, you can DM the Instagram at Whiskey Dribble podcast or send an email at Whiskey Dribble podcast at Gmail, because nobody pays for email anymore. It's not like it's 1990 and we're using AOL. But it's something to think about. Something to think about. Some music, send it on. If you like it, maybe some other people are going to like it. That's kind of how I look at it. Some great artists. So I've been trying to just make lists. It's a whole other thing. You guys think this is all off the cuff. But a lot of it's work, okay? I'm always working for you guys to hear me ramble. So we just had the State of the Union. According to the president, everything's better. And I'm not sure I've ever listened to a State of the Union where a president doesn't say how well they're doing. So this is kind of on par. One of those things. It seems like a lot of good stuff's been going on, as well as the turmoil that is constantly going on. So, it's another day in the life of America, right? Good things, bad things, just keep moving forward. Except for a couple things, that really get me, and I thought about it before we brought it up, is the abortion deal. I mean, I fully believe in a woman's right to choose. I just don't know that choice should wait until literally the last minute. I think a lot of scientists at certain points have said, did you want to stop that or not? You know, from my understanding, a long time ago, agreed on, you know, when a fetus turns into a child. I thought the whole, you know, and obviously, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a fucking doctor. I just, you know, personal experience through some shit. It's not, you know, if it's after the first trimester, again, like, I don't know, is it, do you get into the second trimester? But the idea that you could literally do it a minute before, and I've listened to both sides. I don't need the nonsense about, oh, well, that's not what it says. Actually, that was the question they posed to the woman who put the bill out, and she said there's no language in there stopping that from happening. So that, in turn, if the bill passes, that actually does mean that that can happen. So that being said, I don't know that we should get that far. Not that I think that we should in any way, shape, or form try and tell these women what to do with their own bodies. But if we're going to agree that there's a kid in there, or we have to at least agree when that kid becomes a kid. You know, whether you're completely for it or against it. I mean, if they pull it out, if a baby is a baby when it comes out of the vagina and they pull it out, and then what, like the guy in Virginia is trying to do, give a choice at that point. To me, that's, you know, that's murder on some level. You know, in a country where we don't allow euthanasia, as far as I know. I thought that, you know, at least I thought that was the big deal with Jack Kevorkian and all that shit, because, you know, he was trying to assist these people who wanted to die, right? And we couldn't do any of that shit. So I don't know at what point we switched from saying that that's not okay to, you know, moments after your kid's born, you can decide to, you know, take them out of this world. I think that we all just need to do a hard reset on some of our values, because we keep calling things moral, and I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. To me, this doesn't seem moral to do that. Like, I think there should be a choice, you know. But we've all been there. We know how hard it is. Come on, right? Most women don't even know what restaurant they want to go to. Oh, that was sexist. That was good, though. That was good. Every guy listening to this right now fucking perked up a little bit. Hopefully, you're not listening to this in your car with your lady, because you just got a dirty fucking look, homie. Yeah, so in any case, you know, it's what do you do? What do you fucking do? I mean, I think it's insane. And I actually just retweeted this because Brendan Schaub, you know, the comedian, does like Fighter and the Kid, that guy, he on his Twitter, he tweeted something about New York, an article about New York trying to ban CBD oil, right? So I've used CBD a little bit. I know quite a few people who have used it, and we all pretty much have decent results. In the sense that it's doing what we bought it for, you know, and none of that is to get high. I use it, you know, I use it for my knees if my knees get bad, and since I started using it a little bit, they don't get as bad as often, which is fantastic for me. You know, I have friends who have, you know, like arm pains and like even arthritis. My dad's used it. For arthritis, I gave him a little bit on his hands. Minutes, he was fine. You know, so I don't know where we can. We're in a place where you fucking CBD oil is bad, but literally abortion up to the last minute is fine. Like, and again, I'm not talking about like the last minute of the first trimester or wherever we finally decided. A fetus goes from being a fetus to a kid, or to a baby, excuse me. But at some point we should at least question that, right? I mean, they're both in the same state. I think it'd be different if, you know, maybe one was in the fucking Bible Belt and the other one was, you know, in New York, or, you know, California, or one was in Michigan and one was in Idaho. Who gives a fuck? The idea if they were different states, you can understand the different thought behind them, right? Oh, well, this is good, this is bad. Oh, okay, then you could chalk it up to, right wing policy, left wing policy, whatever. This just is stupid on both accounts, in my opinion, across the board. I do not understand it. Like, what are we supposed to fucking do? No one's, and again, I'm not advocating that the government step in and fucking, do this. Like, again, the government was shut down for what, 38 days or 40 something fucking days. Did you notice? Did you notice at all? Were you, I mean, all those great, fantastic things that fucking just you can't have done without the government. I mean, did they stop coming? Like, could you not send a letter out? You couldn't mail anything? Oh, well, you got FedEx and UPS. That probably helped a little. You could send, let's see, what else? You couldn't, what, pay your registration? That might have been a bitch. It's a good thing they have it online. I don't know. And it was like non-essential people. I think, I think stuff like that was still open. So I can't, I mean, I'm just reaching for dramatic effect here. I mean, the reality is, I'm making a point. You didn't fucking notice. It was closed and you knew it was closed because the fucking news told you it was closed, and it's terrible because Trump's keeping it closed, right? So that's what you knew about it. I have fucking friends and family that work for the government, and it was the same shit. Like, oh no, it's not us. So mainly they're talking about like higher level government agencies, the fucking alphabets, Congress, Senate, things like that. So again, it's one of those things. Is it fucking bad? On some level, we should, I don't know if we should feel that, to be honest. I mean, that's just kind of throwing that out there. I think it should run like it did. When it's shut down, we don't notice, right? We shouldn't, you shouldn't be affected. And hopefully you're not, the VAs weren't too fucked up, and a couple of veteran buddies didn't mention that, they couldn't go in and get their pills or get treatment during the shutdown. So, I didn't hear anything about that, but it could have been the case in other places. I live in a big state, big city, so could be different again somewhere else. But I don't know. I think it maybe it should be that way. And I guess my point going to this with the government, and right after the whole abortion deal, is it should not be up to the government to tell us. Again, the whole science, right? The whole fucking march. Like, keep your hands, you keep your laws off my body. I remember those marches and those picketing signs when I was a kid, over like religious fanatics, wanting to ban abortion and wanting to do other stuff. So I don't, I mean, I again, I'm pro-choice. I think it comes down to the people, and ultimately, if you're out there fucking without a condom, come on, you know what's gonna happen. At the fucking worst, and I've said it before, at the worst, you're gonna get pregnant, right? Like, or not the worst, excuse me, that's not even the worst. Worst, you're gonna get some fucking crazy diseases because you're out there fucking around. But if you're at least being somewhat careful with the condom, knock out some of the worry of having a kid too. And if you're being a fucking jackass and you're young and doing stupid shit, like, hey, I don't want to say we've all done it, but a lot of people have fucking been there. But in a world where you're 20 something years old and you're fucking barely making it, you really want to throw a kid into that fucking mix? At least, be selfish in the sense that you don't want to do that right now. You don't need a kid right now. I want to, whatever. I want to fucking travel the globe, right? Do that. Say you want to do that. Well, set your goals on that shit and put a fucking condom on, or make your boyfriend put a condom on. Or your fucking husband, or like, they at least fucking do it right. Stop giving the government these ideas that it's okay. Fucking, like, again, keep your laws off my body, right? They shouldn't be there. They shouldn't be near you. It shouldn't be a situation where that comes up. It should be that we are the moral arbiters of ourselves, right? I'm different than you, you're different than, you know, your fucking neighbor, whatever. But on a grand scale, a lot of people believe, you know, a lot of people have good morals. Whether you understand what that is or not, you want to say that it's just fucking right or wrong or whatever, you know, but you find that a lot of people go one way or the other with certain things, you know, certain major things. It's just there's something in your gut that tells you it's right or wrong. And you weren't told it by a fucking church or a government agency. You might have been told, you know, been taught by your parents, which is great. And some of that you question. Some of it you change your opinion as you grow older. You realize some things matter a little less than you thought they did. And, oh, Jesus, excuse me. Glad you guys pay for this shit. I'm sneezing. But yeah, I think, you know, going along with that whole, you know, that law in is what they're doing there in New York is we have to be able to say yes and no. It's your fucking body. And you should be able to have a conversation if that's the conversation you think that's gonna fucking have with your significant other, right? Because there's another if I'm what was I reading? There's a law, you know, more like dad's choice laws where the father can actually say, right? So there was it wasn't in this one, and I think they were trying to put something in it so that the husband has, or not the husband, the father of the baby, married or not, has some say in what you want to do. So then it takes some choice away from the mother, right? So then again, we're talking about, you know, somebody else having say over your body, which, again, come on, guys, let's be realistic about what's going on here. You gotta, if you don't make a fucking choice, someone will make a choice for you. And it's usually not the choice that you want. So while that's not fucking good, I mean, to me, it seems like a fucking nightmare, right? If some asshole guy that, you know, you've been with and, you know, say you were dating and you broke up and find out a couple of weeks later that you're pregnant and you know for sure it was that guy, you really want that motherfucker being the one to say, like, oh no, you can't abort that baby because, you know, I want it. You know, I want that child, even though you know you're young or whatever reasons you feel like you can't take care of this kid. You know, do you really want someone else being able to fucking say, like, oh well, no, you're gonna have it, right? I mean, that's again going back to your body. Are you gonna be able to fucking? How are you gonna feel when you don't have the necessary say for that? Right, and I guess that's kind of where I'm getting at is that it seems like to me it just seems like it just does nothing but add fucking problems. Where these people are going, but it's stuff to think about, and it's stuff that we should fucking be talking about. Especially, you know, especially if you're at that age where you're having kids or thinking about having kids, like, got it. Time to have the conversation, guys. Time to fucking jump in the ring. We're old enough now, right? Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, that was one of the big standouts for me. I think that, you know, say what you fucking will about this dude. I think that is a conversation that needs to be had. I definitely don't want to see that be a sweeping generalization towards the US that they get to just, oh, hey, you know, up till the last fucking minute. That seems, you know, it seems scary as shit to me for the fact that if you're, let's say you're happily married, right? Happily married, and you and your wife have been talking. You're the father. This is the father side of this, right? Let's say you're happily married. You and your wife, you know, been married for a couple of years, and now you guys are both ready to have children. You both live life a little bit. You're moving forward. You're saying, hey, fuck it. This is the next thing we got to do together. I'm ready to do this. I've been waiting to do this with you. Let's have a kid. You go through months and months of trying, right? Oh, God, it's terrible. You guys are fucking a lot. But if, you know, anyone who's tried to have a baby and couldn't have it, you know the difficulties, right? So I don't even want to throw that stuff in there, but let's just say that you have some difficulties and it does take a few months, you know, months and months, right? Let's add another couple of months onto that, right? So you finally find out that you get you're pregnant, that your wife is pregnant. You're super stoked, and she's stoked, and now you start planning. Okay, you're like, hey, here's the deal. We're gonna need a bigger place. We're gonna need a fucking, you know, to baby proof this house. We're gonna need to, you know, paint the bedroom and get the car seat and do all these things. And you know, is this city good for us to live? If we think it is, great. If not, maybe we can move somewhere else in the meantime, or let's wait and figure that out. You know, no one's gonna hire everyone while I'm pregnant, blah, blah, whatever fun conversations you have, right? Excuse me. So 6, 7, 8 months go by, you know, your wife has you reading to her belly every other night because the baby can hear you, and you're singing and you're talking and you're rubbing her belly, and every once in a while you can feel that kick and you feel that little hand and you see it pushing on her belly. And every night you're freaking out more and more because you're like, who the fuck is allowing me to be a father? How is this gonna fucking happen? Every doctor visit you go to, it's like, you know, your baby's strong. You're moving, you know, like you're emotionally, along with while your wife is physically, you know, getting there, you're trying to mentally prepare and you're getting excited. And even though you're nervous, you know, hey, together we can do this shit. I know it's gonna happen. We're already in it, so let's do this. I'm happy. This is what she wanted. It's what I wanted. So excited for this baby to be here. Go to the hospital. Your wife's having contractions, and you see her in the worst pain she's ever been in before those fucking meds kick in, and your heart's hurting for her, and you're overcome with joy just for being there, and this is gonna happen, and so much so you're 1 minute you're super happy, you know, almost bipolar. You're just ecstatic. This is actually happening. We're having this baby. This baby's gonna be here soon. And last minute, your wife decides she can't do it. She just can't do it. Not physically. Physically, she's fine. But for months, she has felt like she just can't do this. How is she going to bring this person into the world? How is she going to raise this child? How are we going to do this? We don't have enough money. We don't have this. We don't have that. We'll never be able to make it. Oh my God, my dreams aren't going to come true. I'm missing this. I can't go here. We can't do this. And so on and so on and so on. And the last minute, they ask her and they abort that baby. What does that do to you? As the man who in that situation had no say, did you grow? Did you know, gain anything from it? Do you feel like on some level you'd be cheated? And I'm only saying it this way and bringing it up this way because I want people to fucking think about it. I want you to understand the implications of it going 9 months. Sure, there's obviously physical and mental repercussions on the woman. There's no doubt about that, and you'll get no argument from me. But thinking about it from the other side, the father side, the scenario I just gave you, don't you feel like you might have some attachment too? And that's not a far-fetched story. That's how people are supposed to do it. Sure, a lot of people fucking find out accidentally, like, oh shit, we should have used the condom, that, you know, and we didn't. But you know what? I do care for you and I do love you. Let's get together. Let's get fucking married. You know, and some of, and you know, I mean, marriage is one of those things. It's 50-50, right? At this point. But is it 50-50 because people are getting married because they're fucking getting knocked up? You know, so do they need that choice? I don't know. You know, and I don't not even talking about rape victims and all that stuff, because I mean, that's that shit is terrible and should not be. I'm not saying it should be separate, but it should be separate. You know, it's a whole different thing. If you're fucking, you know, if a woman gets raped as opposed to fucking having a child with her husband who she loves, those are two different things, obviously. You know, but the abortion pile just gets put together. So then it becomes this irrational argument of your, well, how, oh, dude, what the frick? You know, it gets put together so that you, it's all emotion towards, you know, killing this baby or whatever. And, you know, listen, the story I just told you, that's exactly what it was. It's all emotion. It's all emotional. You know, theoretically, you've never met that thing, you know, that baby before. Do you have a connection to it? I say yes. You know, I mean, maybe you don't. Maybe, you know, some people think, hey, fucking, no, I'm not going to feel close to my kid until one day they're here. Right. It's just a different thing. And some people think that way. So I know a couple of people who have kids that it wasn't until their kid like did stuff that directly impacted them, like said, you know, mom or dad or, you know, something happened and the kid was crying and they were the only ones that could stop them from crying. It's very personal. It's very, you know, it is one of those things that some people just don't have that undying love right away, which is not a bad thing. Again, this is someone you're trying to get to know. And, you know, if your kid's a dick. Yeah, but that's fucking stupid. But that being said, look at that scenario and say, okay, like, I don't know, would I be willing to do that? In that scenario, what's the moral arbiter? The moral arbiter is that you're not the only one, right? Okay, so what if you are the only one? If you're a single parent and or you're trying to go through it on your own and you're trying to make sure that everything you're doing is going to fucking work and you know you just can't do it. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the other side of it. You know, playing devil's advocate a little bit. Okay, well, you know, again, I'm not talking about rape. I'm talking about, you know, someone who wanted to have a kid, then, you know, for whatever reason, last minute decides that they just can't do it. You know, I've known a few women who had postpartum depression so bad that they didn't want to be around their kids. You know, and it's not bad. This shit happens. You know, your fucking whole, a woman's whole body is changing because of this kid. You know, so it's why I look at it and say it's your choice, you know. But again, I don't know that there should be a time limit, but I feel like there's got to be a time limit, at least, you know, up to the last minute seems incredibly, incredibly crazy to me. Again, you know, first trimester for the longest time, I believe, was that was it. Like, if you're going to do it, you got to do it soon. I don't know why that changed. What, and again, maybe, you know, maybe there's something in there that I missed when I read it. I just couldn't grasp it, you know? So I don't know. I mean, you fucking tell me, you guys, let me know what you think. I'd like to hear other sides of this. I really, you know, I could be being super sensitive, you know, just thinking about how, is it enough? Is that, you know, or should we be doing that at all? Hey, again, I personally don't feel like that's my choice to make, you know, but given, you know, if you're married with somebody, you know, you're married to somebody and you've been there all 9 months helping and, you know, giving foot rubs and do all this stuff, like late night fucking meal runs to go get the oddest shit because, you know, your wife has a craving and it's the least that you can do. Literally the least you can do. This woman is walking around with your child inside of her. You know, she asked for fucking, you know, two fucking black olives and seven Cheetos. You're going to go get some Cheetos and some olives because that's what she wants, right? Like, it is literally the least that you can do. So, that being said, you know, you have an attachment to her, of course, but you're doing it for the baby as well, right? I mean, all of that, you know, all the science we know now, that, right? It's like, that's what I guess I don't understand is, like, are we not Are we not okay to use science anymore? It seems like we know logically when the baby grows fingers and toes, and the heart is as big as it's gonna get, and all of these things that we know exact days on. So that being said, if we're gonna call it a baby because because it has fingers and toes and eyes and ears and all this stuff, and what they've been doing again, which is, if I remember correctly, that's why they came up with the first trimester, the end of the first trimester, is because of that reason. Like, oh, well, it's fully formed at that point. So, are we just saying that it's not? I don't know. I don't know. I know I'm rambling on this. I'm just, when I first read it, I thought it was like an Onion fucking article. I really thought it was one of those things, and it's because it's not, it has baffled me so much. I just couldn't even talk about it. I feel like that's kind of how a lot of people view everything that happened in 2018, is you get so baffled, you don't even know how to fucking respond, right? You're just kind of like, wait, what? So it's good, really, I think it's good that we're out of 2018. Like, so many people put so much pressure on that year because, 2018, because Donald Trump and all this other shit. But it's like we're at least getting through it. The worst thing, the worst thing that we could say is that, oh, well, I had to live through that. Well, you live through it. You're fucking better for it. So move forward. But let's be better for it. Let's be better people for it. Okay. We didn't like that. We don't like this. We're trying to make sure that this gets better. But let's not fucking turn the clocks back. All right, let's be fucking realistic about what we're doing here. There are a ton of things that are happening, that are slowly happening, that are literally turning clocks back on rights that people have fought for. So it's moving forward, we just got to keep our fucking eyes open. We gotta start watching what's up. We gotta start making sure that the things and people that we care about are known. It's known that we care about those things, and we should, and again, be smart, have conversations, wait till you have all the information, and then go in prepared and have a decent discussion so we can move forward. Because for me personally, I felt like 2018 was just a year of the headline, and people weren't doing any research. So you're not having a thoughtful discussion. You're having, ridiculous shouting matches over headlines that people, you're not, that there's no information. It's 2018 was like the Hollywood of years. It scratched the surface, but there's really nothing underneath, right? You're fucking having these arguments, these headline arguments, but there's no substance to it. So let's put the substance back. Let's start, talking and thinking and acting in a manner that behooves all of us. Let's be fucking better. Let's do that. Because why not? Why not go into a conversation fully informed? Even if you oppose, if you oppose something that somebody else is fully all of, or is all about, then it only makes that conversation that much better. If there's stuff that you didn't know, obviously, no one's gonna have all the information. But if you have as much information as you can, at least you can go back and forth. At least you can have a legitimate conversation. And at the end, whether you agree or not, hopefully you both learned something. Oh, I didn't know that happened. I didn't know they were gonna do that. I didn't know they were going there. I didn't know that was said. Those types of things. And you can walk away, and you might not change your opinion right then, but at least look at it and say, well, shit, I didn't know that. And if they're doing that, then that can't be right, because they said that this person's doing this and that person, whatever. So you should be able to change your, and not necessarily change your opinion, but you should form your opinion a little bit better given more information. That's just how it goes. That's how you should be doing. That's how you should be going through life, with more information, not less. So I don't know. Let's do that. Let's be better about it, huh? So yeah, I mean, do what you will with the with that last 15 minutes of rant, but I'd love to hear back. Like I said, it's gonna be this year's gonna be a little different doing these. Last year I was kind of feeling it out, trying to get a groove, and I think I have it now. Regardless of how scattered, right? That was perfect because I had even that dramatic pause for you. How scattered some of this seems, there really is a lot of thought that goes into this, which is why last year I think there was only 20. I'm definitely going to do more. I did, again, I took all of January just because I couldn't bring myself to trying to do this half-assed, and I was trying to get my heart back in it, and so much information and so much stuff towards the end of last year, even through the middle here of January, it's been a little different. So, I'm giving you all I can. But yeah, the goal here is to do it at least once a week. I'm gonna try and do it a couple of times a week if I can. We'll see how much that gets done. But yeah, very least what I want to do is come back to the music. Seemed like that went over pretty well. People like that. And then, again, more interaction with you guys. Gonna have some guests now. Working on those. And then, again, hopefully you guys are going to hear some ads. So if it breaks up in weird spots in the beginning, I apologize. I'm going to have to get the timing down and then try and figure out where best fit, where to fit ads, whether it be in the beginning, maybe it's, it sporadically throughout, which I don't really see that one. I'm not a huge fan of those. But right now, I'm just gonna try it out. I want to see where it works best, and then maybe even at the end, maybe do them at the end. But most likely, it'll be front loaded. I want to get all the ads out of the way, and then you guys get to the podcast. I feel like that's better for all of us. Just as a flow, it's kind of one of those things that you get in and get done because you have to. But if they're paying the bills, that's they at least get some say. So we'll see how that shit works out. So, in any case, that's pretty cool. One thing I'm sure I won't be sponsored by is fucking vape pens. I don't know if you guys saw that. This guy died, and it's tragic that he died. But it was he, I guess, a vape pen exploded while he was sucking on it. So I don't know. I mean, is that God's way of telling you shouldn't be doing that? Like, I don't know. I don't know, guys. That's why I'm here. I'm asking questions as well as I give answers because I don't fucking know. What if that was God aborting him very, very, very late? All right, who are you to say, you fucking judger? Come on. Trying to fucking make yourself feel better. You better go, man. Yeah, that's fucking terrible. Yeah, I saw that archive. I'm like, geez, man. Like, some of these things that are coming through. Oh, and who was it? Fucking. That's fucking might have been New York as well. They have cigarettes up to like 100 years old. Or you can buy them up to 100 years old, so you can't buy them after you're 100. Yeah, it's fucking silly. It's fucking nonsense. Like, if you're over 100 years old and you've been smoking for fucking, decades at that point. Have the cigarettes, man. Fucking go at it, because whatever you're doing is working. I think there was a lady who turned 104, and she was saying she drank, a little bit every day, and she had two cigarettes. She made it to 103. I think she was even older than that when she died. She ended up being like 104, 105. But if you're that fucking old and you want a cigarette, get the cigarette. I don't think they should fucking ban you from doing anything if you make it 100 years old. If you're fucking 100 years old, you should be able to wake up, fucking bump a rail, have a cigarette, bump another rail, take four shots of tequila, and then walk out of the nursing home room to go get your fucking breakfast. If you are that savage and that's what you've been doing, I don't see why you can't just keep it going. Who fucking cares? You made it to 100. Although at this point, now it sounds like I think Joe Rogan or somebody said that he had somebody on who was talking about longevity, that people could literally live to like 150. So it's like, I guess, I mean, are we gonna start treating 100-year-olds like teenagers? They're the teenagers of the world now. At a hundo, if you can live to like, well, if you live to be 200, you get a midlife crisis at fucking 100. Oh, although, can you imagine like the? So it's a double-edged sword because you think like, oh, it's gonna be great. You know, I get to feel like I'm living forever. But you'd have to. Then there's no excuse to not work out because if your body deteriorates, like, I mean, some people are fucking done at like 35, 40 years old. Their body starts shutting down. Can you imagine living another 160, 170 years with your body just shutting down? That sounds fucking terrible. Can you imagine the fucking healthcare cost? Jeez, we already have problems. Can you imagine, 250-year-old people just hobbling around? Just hordes of like, 125-year-olds, but with like super rocking bodies. I don't know. I think that'd be dope. And like one of the things that they were saying, I guess there's this anti-aging stuff, so 60-year-olds could legitimately look like they're in their 30s. I'm telling you right now, dude, grandma's banging, son. She's getting that D. She's fucking getting them appointments on. Tinder's gonna be the new Facebook, man. Your fucking parents are gonna be all over that shit. Better watch out. All my single homies out there, you better watch that shit, dude. You're gonna fucking right swipe on your friend's grandma and shit. Better watch out, dude. It is gonna happen. So I don't know. Then what's next? I mean, all the other, it seems like all the fucking, the Bumbles and the whatever fucking, who uses fucking eHarmony, but the other fucking dating sites are gonna do the same shit. They're gonna have to come with something. But then, I mean, you get to put in a range, but if you, I don't know how that shit, I don't know how it would work. I just feel like right now, I mean, with the rise in, medical technology, I guess we'll say, older people have been fucking for, I mean, they were fucking before. That's how you're here. You need to go thank fucking your hot ass grandma that she got that dick, you know what I'm saying? But if you don't, I guess with like ED, erectile dysfunction medication, all that stuff, so people are able to have sex longer, which one, this is, here's a one-off for you. I was a little, nobody's weirded out that like people just weren't having sex, like older people just weren't having sex because they were too old to have it, but then Viagra comes around and people are fucking again. Like, what were the women doing before? What about the old ladies? Were they weren't out, like, were they out hunting for fucking dick? Like, it just seems that like the numbers are all about like the old men now having sex. What about these women? That's talking about equality. Come on, fuck, literally. I don't know. So that's going to be interesting to see what happens. From an outsider's perspective, 100, well, I guess I'm not really an outsider. I'm part of the race of humans. So I guess I'm kind of inside. My opinion on it would be that I think it would be awesome that people can live to be 150, 200 years old if we treat it that way. If we don't revert it to, people having midlife crises at like 60. And again, we should get rid of that fucking term. I mean, that's a midlife crisis is so dated just for the fact like it's a silly statement. If you're fucking upset because you're hitting a certain age, like you already haven't done enough with your fucking life. But that's just my opinion. So in any case, I think it'd be great. I think it'd be awesome if you could live to be 150, 200 years old, if we could figure out a way, much like they did with Medicare and fucking, what am I thinking of? retirement shit that could last a while. You know, if they made like if they just took over, you know, Scientology's Clearwater, Florida, and literally put like all the old, like a huge community of old people that are active and doing stuff. 'Cause now they have like, you know, communities, like elder communities and shit, but I don't know if it's going to be the same. I mean, I feel like it'd be different. I feel like on some level, it feels like they're just trying to keep people working, you know, 100, 200 years. Like, all right, well, you got to keep working, so go make that money. But the other side is, how much of it would you be able to enjoy? Are you going to wait till you're 100 to retire? Yeah, it's so many questions. But, I mean, at least you know you're going to be fucking, right? 98 years old, just dropping sperms, dude. Fucking sickos. I don't know. These are the questions that you guys have all been missing for the whole month of January. You've been missing this all. I know you have. So, in any case, glad to be back. Good to have all the driblets listening again. Hopefully, this is hitting the same mark it did before and a little bit better. Like I said, do me a favor, just stick with the ads for a little while, and then we'll figure out a better way to get it all taken care of. So, once again, I appreciate y'all, and thanks for coming back to listen. And I don't know, I'm out of here. All right, later.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.